Hi, this is famous Formula One driver Will Arnett. Join me and comedian Mika Häkkinen on our new Formula One radio program, The Fast and Loose Post Show, live on AMP every race Sunday. Download the AMP app today and follow AMP Presents F1 to join the show.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Oh, folks, the lines have been silent. They've been silent. We got to hear from you. We're going to be hearing from Joe Bongino here in just a minute. And we're going to be hearing more about from another whistleblower, another FBI whistleblower. And again, before we go there, I do want to say, listen, I want to make it clear. Look, there are a lot of good people working for the FBI. I knew a lot of those people. I had some good friends working at the FBI. And we're not talking about you. You folks out there that have done your job. You didn't sign up for this. We understand. We're in your corner. Actually, you know, but at the same time, you know, I know you're there, and I know it could cost you your job. But listen, this talks about freedom. This is your country. You need to stand up. And you need to do like those others that have gone out and they're telling the truth. They're saying, you know, here's what's going on. This department needs to be abolished. It needs to be abolished, or it needs a complete overhaul from top down. And again, we do understand. Believe me, we know that not all of you guys at the FBI have gone bad, but boy, I'm going to tell you, a lot of you have. Let's go to we want to say, Arthur in PA pledges 40. Thank you, Arthur. Bring on Joe Bongino.
We're back with the Fox News Alert. An FBI whistleblower tells all. Folks, this show, we back law enforcement. Me personally, I was law enforcement. But we back law enforcement. When people in law enforcement abuse that privilege and things happen at the top of agencies like the FBI that are not law enforcement and are partisan politics, and we're going to call it out. Because it distracts from the mission and is potentially unlawful and is unquestionably immoral. A few weeks back, we had FBI agent Kyle Serafin on the show with some stunning revelations exposing some of the Bureau's political bias. Now, more patriots and whistleblowers are coming forward to share their stories about some of the things going on in the FBI that none of us are proud of. One of them is Special Agent Steve Friend, who joins me now for an unfiltered, exclusive interview. Steve, thanks a lot for your time. We really appreciate you coming out. What did you see at the FBI that crossed the line for you where you decided you were going to blow the whistle?
Well, thanks again, Dan, for having me on. My ordeal began when I got moved over to the Joint Terrorism Task Force in my office here in Florida. And that happened about a year ago, last October. At that point, I had access to some of the January 6th investigations that were going on from the Jacksonville field office. And I noticed that the rules were not being followed as they are laid out in our guidance for carrying out investigations. After some time looking at these cases, raised a level of my concern that I wanted to express my worries with my supervisor and made that protected disclosure to him last August, just prior to some arrest and search operations that were going to be going on with the January 6th subjects that were in our area of responsibility. As it pertained to January 6th, a decision was made that the field offices around the country were going to be handling each subject that resided in their area. At that point, responsibility for pursuing that investigation should have rested with the field office and with the agents and task force officers who worked in those offices to carry out the investigation. Unfortunately and unusually, Washington task force was giving directives out to the field on crucial components of the cases and ultimately deciding on whether or not charges should be brought against individuals for participating in the January 6th incident.
Steve, do you think that was motivated by politics or some investigative need for this specific case?
I asked and was told by supervisors that when they inquired about it, that they were told it was to get quote-unquote buy-in from the field. That is not a term that I was familiar with. I can only speculate about motivations. I just know that the end result of that is a flattening of a high number of cases of rioting and potential domestic terrorist investigations from one incident in January 6, 2021, in one location. Those were spread around the country and gave deceptive statistical figures on an appearance that domestic terrorism was in fact a widespread national issue as opposed to a one-off incident.
If I can sum up, Steve, on that portion of it, and correct me if I'm wrong, if you were to spread these cases, although the cases clearly happened at the Capitol on January 6th, should have been either a Washington field office case or right there, they were spread across the country, given different case numbers, which would make the number of, quote, domestic terrorism incidents look larger than they were if you were to classify it as such January 6th?
Yes. The bottom line number wasn't going to be changed no matter what. But by spreading the numbers around, I typically use the analogy of looking at police officers' deaths in the line of duty. Anybody who has any statistician background knows that 2001, the 9/11 attacks in New York City resulted in some deaths of NYPD police officers. That caused a nationwide number for the year to spike, but that didn't indicate any particular uptick in violence against police officers. So similarly, by spreading the investigations and arrests around the country, the bottom line number for the domestic terror investigations for the particular year, or for at this point 2 years, hasn't been changed, but it's given the illusion that there's an ongoing domestic violence, domestic terrorism violence problem that is going around the country.
Steve, what happened when you blew the whistle? You clearly had some very legitimate concerns about this unusual handling of the January 6th case. Did they entertain your concerns? What happened?
I made my initial disclosure to my immediate supervisor. After a few days, a weekend in there, spoke to the next level supervisors, ultimately spoke to the special agent in charge of my field office in Jacksonville, expressed all those concerns to them. I was initially put as AWOL for 1 day, and that was during the arrests that took place for the January 6th investigations that were going on. And then ultimately, I was suspended without pay approximately a month ago.
Your wife, ironically, was brought into this as well. Apparently, she was censored on Facebook. Did I hear that correctly? Again, your wife, she's not an agent, correct? She was censored on Facebook for putting some of this information out there?
Censored for sharing a direct message with an individual. My wife, not an agent, she's actually an immigrant to this country from Ukraine. Her Facebook account is private. It does not actually have her name displayed on there in English. She only uses the account to send direct messages and to look at family pictures. My wife sent her a direct message identifying herself as Steve Friend's wife. And within 30 minutes of having sent that direct private message, her Facebook account was suspended for violating the terms of use. It was a suspension, and then the following day it was permanently shut down.
Regarding the Christopher Steele case, I know that's not specifically what we were addressing earlier in the interview, but the Donald Trump, Christopher Steele, Russian collusion case is being investigated now. Without getting into the weeds on that, it's clear at this point that the FBI was paying multiple sources, and at least some agents went in front of a magistrate, which I've done myself as a former federal agent, and swore out the things they swore were true, which weren't. You know, if we're going to have a FISA court, Steve, that's non-adversarial, in other words, there's no defense attorney in there, then it's imperative that we have people with honor and dignity who swear that what they're saying is true. I don't even think a FISA court's a good idea at all, but that's for another day. This is a big problem at the FBI. It's a serious case.
Yes, it is. It's a serious allegation. You're right that I really don't have any direct knowledge, but I can tell you that I am happy that this has come to the public's awareness, similar to my complaint. And if it does bear out to be something that's accurate, you know, I think it indicates a pattern in the FBI's behavior that it's willing to operate outside its rules for carrying out proper investigations, which is what I expressed in my whistleblower complaint.
I got to imagine there are more people out there that are looking to come forward to try to clean the agency up.
I think so. I think that I've received a lot of outreach, especially from the retired agent community, but I'm also in contact with current agents. I think that the oath that we took when we became special agents does have meaning. Become fond of saying that the oath doesn't retire. It doesn't get suspended. The FBI's fidelity, bravery, integrity motto has to mean something to the individuals who are working on its day-to-day cases. And I hope that more will come forward and do so correctly in the right way, make their protected disclosures to make sure that they're taken care of. But it's time to step up. It's time to really be the people that that we were called to when we originally applied to become special agents of the FBI.
I want to thank you for your time tonight. I really appreciate it for what you're doing to take a stand. We appreciate it.
Thank you. It's an honor.
Got it, sir. We reached out to the FBI for a statement, and the FBI said, we don't have a statement to provide. You can watch the entire interview with Steve Friend right now on Fox Nation. Download it at foxnation.com. It's worth it.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey, click here to...
There you go, Steve Friend. Now, you see, that's the kind of FBI agents we want.
Correct.
Those are the kind of people, and you folks out there, again, like he said, he'd like to see the agency be taken back. And you FBI agents out there, listen, don't let Merrick Garland, who is a dirty cop, he is as corrupt gets, or Chris Wray, these guys, they're out there, it's in your face, anti-Christian, they're saying, look, we're going to harass parents, anyone who stands up, anyone who doesn't want pornography in their children's textbooks, anyone who tries to stand up for their children, anyone who even tries to interfere when they haul your children off to have, to be mutilated, these young girls to have their breasts taken off without the parents' permission, without even knowledge. We're going to, if you even try to stop them, if you try to raise your children in a decent way, we are going to get you. Well, that's Merrick Garland and that's Chris Wray, and they need to go. They really need to go, both of them. There you go. All right.
Pastor? Can we add the CDC to that? They've got a new chat site that's paid for with your tax dollars that targets teens and talks about sex change, polyamory, even witchcraft. And this Q chat space has a special little button that they can push that makes it look like they're just searching on Google, and it targets. It has all kinds of things about gender changes, sex, witchcraft, replaces parent rights, brings the kids to the different occult sites. I'm trying to skip certain words and things. But it's all sponsored by a couple of the big transgender, LGBTQAA, they're adding so many things, groups. And these people are acting like they are, what do you call it? If you go to talk to a therapist or something, they're not. They are just sodomites themselves trying to promote. And it's sickening that what I'm looking at, all kinds of weird things here. Confidentiality, keep it from parents. This is our CDC. Trying to harm our children, folks, and you and I are paying to have our children, grandchildren destroyed. I think we need to be calling our Congress critters and saying, why are they letting groups like Planned Predators, you know, run this PFLAG? These big organizations are the ones behind it. So we're giving $350 million, the government does, or your money, to Planned Predators. And Planned Predators is working with the CDC to lead your children into transgender, into sex, into witchcraft, you name it. And this was up on CBN.com.
And then I had a friend call me and tell me that there were some new programs coming out targeting the younger generation and teenagers under the guise of Halloween that is very evil and satanic in nature. Programming and sexually explicit.
Ouch. Yeah, well, they will stoop. There's nothing they won't stoop to. I did want to read one bit of scripture. In Deuteronomy, in the Old Testament, chapter 16, verse 17, God says, every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessings of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee. All of us in this ministry have donated an awful lot of time to the ministry, and if you listen to the business world, time is money. We've skipped making money to put in many, many hours to do the Lord's work, to be the watchman on the wall, and we are asking you out there to reach in, prayerfully consider making us part of your giving. Donate to keep us on the air. It's a true partnership. Like Pastor Ernie said earlier, nobody in all the years this radio ministry has been on the air has taken a single dime, but we all donate not just our own time, but often our own money, and that's why we need your help in the partnership, or we'll have to go off stations. There will be no choice.
Right, and we've come so very, very close, Joe, but we've fought with everything we had to stay on. And anyhow, folks, Reginald in Cleveland pledges 50. The phone lines need to ring. We've got 35 minutes left tonight, 35 minutes left. The numbers are 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Joe, I want to read some scripture, too. When it comes to this transgender, this LGBTQ, Romans.
So they're adding numbers faster than we can write them down.
These furries. You know what the furries are? We talked about that somewhat last night. I played that clip. That was amazing, okay? The clip we played last night with the furries. Maybe I should play that clip again.
That was the teacher?
Huh?
The teacher?
Well, no, they thought he was. Actually,
he was a comedian.
What he was doing, he was showing them just how this city council, just how sick they were, because they thought nothing wrong with what he was saying. If we find that clip again, we will play this clip. But this is a guy who comes and introduces himself as a teacher, and then he talks about, you'll hear it if we pick it up on there.
Was he a rat?
Huh?
Was he a rat?
Ronnie Rat.
Ronnie
yeah.
Rat, yeah.
Ronnie Rat, yeah. This is we're gonna play this one, right? I think we got it. He's going, we got courageous.
Next I have Ronnie Thurrett. Thurrett? Sorry.
That's me.
Oh. Goodness.
I'm Ronnie. How are you guys doing? Hello, Council. My name is Ronnie the Rat. I'm a trans species elementary school teacher here in Allen ISD. And I just want to try to bring more awareness for furries like myself. Now, I have the most students in my class that have actually transitioned from a human being to a cat. Now, I know I'm a rat, but that's more because I'm a Chuck E. Cheese, freak. I love Chuck E. Cheese. I've spent a lot of time there, but that's why I like rats. But this is the problem, is we have a lot of trans inclusivity in other cities like Frisco. They're doing pride parades at a lot of churches. We're not doing any pride parades at churches here in Allen. And that's what we need. We need more kids on gender reassignment surgery or gender reassignment hormones. And the best way, I think, for me, that it's gotten the message out to the other students is doing it myself, leading by example. And that's what I'm trying to do here as a trans species, as Ronnie the Rat, is like, listen, there's a social stigma. Me trying to date other furries like this in Allen, there's not a community. There's not a bar that accepts me, Chris. I can't just go to the bar like this. I get made fun of. And that's the same thing that's happened to my 9-year-olds, my 10-year-olds. If they feel more comfortable being a cat, I don't mind putting a litter box in the classroom that lets them defecate in there. That's what I think is important. And should I tell the parents? No, we shouldn't tell the parents. These kids can make decisions at 10 years old. Like, their parents shouldn't be involved. That's what makes me so mad, is I get all these parents that are mad at me. Because I oftentimes buy these costumes for these kids, and the kids go home in the costume, and the parents come back, and they yell at, scream at me, and they say, we don't want you to sexualize our children. They call me the G word, G-R-O-O-M-E-R, which is basically like the N word. And it's just a terrible description of who I am. I'm trying to help young kids be themselves. If they want to be a cat, if they want to defecate in the litter box, I'm all for that. I'm talking to the principal. I'm trying to get the cafeteria tables on the ground so that the kids are able to eat more ergonomically on fours like an animal. This is what we need to do. We need Allen to be more inclusive. Right now, we're suffering from a lot of bigotry. And so I'm Ronnie the Rapping Rat, so I want to end on a little rap. Yo, my name is Ronnie, I am a rat. If you talk crap, I'll get the gat. Get the booster, test it on 8 mice. I don't really care if you got lots of lice. I'm a pimp on a blimp, teaching my kids their gender. We can cut it off, throw it in a blender. Gender reassignment surgery is the key. It will set you free. Get a mastectomy. I love when you cut it off. Then you can be the boss. I'm a teacher, not a preacher. God is fake. The earth evolved from pond scum. Two rocks smashed together. That's how we got here. Ronnie the Rat,
Don't grab the gat. I don't really care if you sit in the front or the back. The indoctrination is super strong. You can come to class in your little thong. I don't care what you say. Gotta vaccinate the straight, gotta vaccinate the gay. And that's what I'm sad. I'm sad that I was not one of the eight mice that Dr. Anthony Fauci chose to test the booster on. So I have a lot of sorrow. I have a lot of things that I'm upset about. And I just want to bring awareness to Ronnie the Rappin' Rat. You guys can do this. We can get more kids to become trans species, and we can get more gender reassignment surgery for nine-year-olds. Thank you.
All right, there you go. Trans species now, folks. This is now, you know, what God's Word, the Bible's talking about this, you know, it is degeneracy. It's reprobate. Let me read from Romans chapter 1. And even as they did not like to retain God and his knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do the things which were not convenient, being filled with unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbeaters, haters of God, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, and not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Joe, do you know what he was referring to when he was talking about the eight mice, Fauci's eight mice?
Yeah, the mice on that new, they only tested eight mice, and that was all that they did to prove that they would stop the transmission of the virus.
That Omicron, and it killed, you're right, they say that virus now, gain of function. This is gain of function.
And all the mice died.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. But see, the point of it is what they're doing is not legal.
Right.
They made this another one of these killer things. And now, isn't it the timing on this? Wouldn't that be just something if that managed to escape from the laboratory out there? And, of course, we would have to. Wouldn't we have to call off the election because of that? Wouldn't it be just too dangerous to go vote?
Well, there's some alerts now that they're talking about a Marburg virus being released.
So
that's another bioweapon.
Yeah. Folks, again, this God has raised us up for such a time as this. We have to run to this battle. We have to fight with every breath we have. All right, we have a Sister Mary Grace pledges 100. Thank you, Sister Mary. Dan in Detroit pledges 200. No, 100. Thank you, Dan. And Janet in Parma pledges 25. Thank you, Janet. From Dallas for how much? 200 from who? I didn't hear the... Anonymous in Dallas just pledged 200. And Curtis in Portland, Oregon just pledged 200. All right, there you go. All right. 888-281-1110. Joe, you have another article there.
Yeah, these stories we've been doing between the transgendered and all the stuff that's going on, this is all part of cultural Marxism. And the idea was to bring about a communist revolution. You had to get rid of God, break up the family, and then you could take over the country. And there's a lady, Zy Van Fleet, and we talked about her before, but she is out there talking. She came from communist China.
Oh, yeah.
And she was on with Ainsley Earhart on Fox News, and she was very blunt. Very simple. I do not want to live under communism again. I escaped it, but it's coming here. It is coming to America. People need to wake up. What is going on here is a communist takeover. Why education? Because education is the front line of the battlefield. It is an issue between Marxism and Americanism. And schools are the ground zero. This is a lady who has lived it. We've done many of these stories, Pastor, over the years. People from different communist countries, from Cuba, from Venezuela, from different places in Europe. And this lady, basically, she's saying this is all about ideology. She said, recalling the Cultural Revolution there, Mao's Cultural Revolution in China. In school, we learned ideology first. We learned very very little about academic subjects, and tests were banned. What are they doing to the children? They're not teaching reading, writing, arithmetic. They're not teaching children how to think. They are talking about racism. They are talking about genderism. They are talking about sexuality. They're talking about everything but education. And she said that just like in China, we started with ideology, very little real education, little academics. That's exactly what they're doing. This is a revolution, folks. You're living it. You are in the middle of it. And who can stop the revolution? You can. Everyone out there listening, if we say in the name of Christ, stop, we get after our, you know, local politicians, we get after our county officials, our state leaders, we stand up and reprove and rebuke and run to this battle, this can be stopped. But if you're silent, stand by and want to be an observer, you will watch the communists take over, and your children and your grandchildren will never again know the freedom that you have known. I hate to be that blunt, but that is the God's truth.
Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature that is able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Folks, listen. The Bible says, he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. If God says that he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world, then he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. God has raised us up for such a time as this. Right now, this is our time. It's now or never. You know, history will record that this time that we're living in right now, we have to run to this battle with everything we have. We have to get out there and give it everything we have. It is now or never. Phone lines are open, 888-677-9673 or 888-281 with a credit card, 1110. 888-281-1110. We have approximately 22 minutes left, folks. We really got to hear from you tonight. Now, we have Carol in Parma, pledges 25.
All right. Just want to thank, we can thank you folks to donate. God is the one that can bless you. He has said that when you support a ministry that is doing his work, that is glorifying him, that you get to share in the blessing. So we've got a Right to Life ministry, prison ministry, King's Word School of the Bible, a trucking ministry. Several of us have been in hospice or are in hospice work. Multiple things going on. Anything that any of us in the ministry do that blesses the Lord, you get to share in those blessings if you donate to the ministry. You have God's word on it. So I would ask you to jump in and help keep us on the air, lay up some crowns and treasures, and let's fight the good fight of faith.
All right, Margaret in Ohio pledges 300. Thank you. Terry in Michigan pledges 100.
In fact, remember earlier we were talking about, you know, sins, and the biggest sin that most Christians do is that sin of omission. We maybe have cleaned up our lives a lot, like I know I have from my past life, but our biggest problem is that sin of omission. God is asking us to do things sometimes we don't want to do. We don't want to go out and witness. We don't want to testify. We don't want to have to go down to the school board and cause trouble. We don't want to have to go down and join the local party affiliate and get involved and try and change things. You know, it's uncomfortable. We have to spend time, energy, money to do all these things. But God, every word that Jesus said, if you think about it, we've talked about it on this program, active verb. He said, witness, testify, run to the battle, fight the fight, stand in the gap. All these words, reprove, rebuke, whatever his words are, they're active verbs. He wants his people to be doers of the word, doers of the work, doers of the law. And that is one of the hardest things for us to do, is have to get out there and fight.
Yep, we got to do it. Okay, folks.
To do.
It's 888-281-1110. We got to hear from you. We're going to go to a break. 888-677-9673. We'll be back after this with more. A little girl lay dying. She was only 8 years old. She said, "I want to see the preacher." So they left them alone. "Will you make me a promise?" she said as he walked in. He said, "Tell me what I can do." She said this to him.
The pain that he had to bear. Tell mom and dad about heaven above. Tell them they can see me there. Tell mom and dad about Jesus. Tell them all he's done for them. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them.
She said, "I know I'm dying, but that's not why I'm sad. I know I'll go to heaven, but what about mom and dad?" I told them about Jesus, but I could not make them see. So when they come to my funeral, would you do this for me?
Tell mom and dad about Jesus and all the pain that he had to bear. Tell mom and dad about heaven above. Tell them they can see me there. Tell mom and dad about Jesus. Tell them what he's done for.
She said they dropped me off at Sunday school, and I'm so glad they did. But how great it would have to be in a church service with them. She said, "Promise me you'll tell them." As she faded off to sleep, he said, "Sweetheart, don't worry. That's a promise that I'll keep."
Tell mom and dad about Jesus and all the pain that he had to bear. Tell mom and dad about heaven above. Tell them they can see me there. Tell mom and dad about Jesus. Tell them what he's done for them. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them again. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them again.
Hey, we're back. We're back, and we have 15 minutes. 888-281-1110. We need approximately 2,800. We're 2,800 short at this point, 2,800 short, and we have 15 minutes to get it. We will be here, Lord's willing, till midnight tonight. After we go off the air, we'll still be here till midnight. We need to hear from you folks. It's very important that we continue. Look at it this way. You can tell more about a ministry from its enemies than you can from its friends. They want us off the air. George Soros wants us off the air. Believe me, Merrick Garland wants us off the air. Chris Ray would want us off the air. Folks, we're, again, this is our pledge week. We have it 1 week out of the month, and now, again, 50 years, and we've never compromised. We need your help. Nurse Conley, you've got an article.
Yes, I do. And basically, it's an alert regarding a dispensing of medication by pharmacies across and pharmacists across the country. Probably about 6 or 7 months ago on this program, we announced that the FDA had approved that pharmacists could prescribe medications without a physician's order. And Paxlovid, P-A-X-L-O-V as in Victor, I-D, is being prescribed and given out to people who are coming in, submit to a positive COVID test, of which we know everything is fraudulent there. However, it's being used under emergency use authorization. And some of the fallout since this drug came out this year, earlier this year, has been the fact that it can cause blood clots that are deadly when given to people that have heart medication, and then also people that are on statin drugs. But when this drug came out, the FDA did not do any kind of phase one, two, or three trials. They rushed it to market. And so now, if you are on cardiac medications or any kind of blood thinner, which I would also say low-dose aspirin is considered a blood thinner to a certain extent, it can cause severe and life-threatening effects, along with other antidepressants and cholesterol-lowering drugs. So be very cautious, because the people that are going to be the most vulnerable with this are the older individuals who innocently go into a drugstore because they're not feeling well, ask the pharmacist for the best agent that can be used because their head's clogged or they might be running a fever, you know, this type of thing, and they can prescribe this Paxlovid. So be very wary and alert your family members to watch out for that.
Folks, write that down, Paxlovid, write it down. Then, again, you don't want it to happen to you. Alrighty.
In fact, the shot itself, we talked the other day about that Dr. Asim Malhotra, and he is back. He's a famous London cardiologist, and he is going everywhere he can. He is testifying this Thursday to the British Parliament, and he said this, quote, "It is my duty and responsibility as a consultant cardiologist, public health campaigner, to urgently inform doctors, patients, members of the public that the COVID mRNA vaccine has likely played a significant role of being a primary cause in all unexpected cardiac arrests, heart attack, stroke, cardiac arrhythmias, and heart failure since 2021 until proven otherwise." He's calling, last month he came out calling for a suspension of all the COVID shots, saying that the vaccine shots must be immediately stopped, the rollout stopped. And he was talking about how he was blinded, willfully blinded in relation to the vaccine, the harms, because he was listening to people he thought should be trustworthy until he realized they weren't. And he's talking about thousands and thousands and thousands of people who have died and thousands more who are having heart problems. And so this is, he will be testifying in British Parliament this Thursday. Do not take the vax. We told you that back when it first came out, didn't we, Pastor Ernie?
Oh, we did. I remember back in 2019, March of 2019, we were telling people, this is not a vaccine, folks. It's not, okay? 2019, we were telling you, and everything we told you has come to pass. Now, people say, well, how do you find out about these things quicker than, you know, so much sooner than those in the mainstream media? We don't. It's just the fact that our job is to get you, to warn you, and their job is to deceive you, and that's exactly what's been happening.
I send people to rumble.com and do a search, and you will find competent, reliable healthcare people and scientists on there talking about what we're talking about. But these hydrogels that they're talking about being in these shots, basically re-engineer your tissue in your body and your DNA. And embedded in there, you can consider it kind of like a building material and a platform, because embedded in there connects you to the cloud and a computing platform. Now, when I first got here to the radio station, I put my phone on silent, but I went into my Wi-Fi, and I had two different names in there. Not just a connection for a Wi-Fi, all right, but there were actual people's names on my phone, and then they disappeared.
All righty, folks. You know what? We have to, Joe, we have to make a goal. We have to, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to have Doers of the Word. I'm authorized to have Doers of the Word pledge one more $1,000 tonight. I'm going to pledge one more $1,000. That'll bring us down to $1,800 that we're going to need. Folks, I'm going to ask, we need a couple people. We have tonight and tomorrow night and Friday, and then we don't have to do any more of this for another whole month, but I'm going to ask if we could get just two or three more people to match that $1,000 pledge. Could we do that? Could we get two or three more people? It would be good to match that $1,000 pledge.
Because that's a lot for your church does. I know your church well, and it does so many things, so many wonderful things, and it's a very activist church. And I wish other churches out there would help sponsor this radio ministry. A lot of you are listening. I wonder, have you ever talked to your church about sponsoring us through your missions offerings and things like that? We've mentioned it once in a while, but not many churches seem willing to do it. I think they're afraid of losing money in the collection plate. But there's some of you God has really blessed with the ability to make money, have a professional practice, a business, or you've been given special gifts and talents, and this is a way you can take your money and convert it to some crowns and treasures.
Absolutely. Folks, we're running out of time. We got 8 minutes left. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We need 1800. We need, if we can get a couple pledges, two pledges or three pledges to match that 1,000, or maybe we could get some pledges to match the 500 or Margaret's 300. But we definitely need to hear from you.
Well, and I can tell you that we must be reaching some people, because CNBC is upset that only 49% of adults in the United States are planning to roll out their sleeves for the flu shots. Now, earlier this year, it was talking about 70%, and that's down to 49%. So we must be doing some good, doing some communication for people to check out the shots.
We are, and those religious exemption forms that we sent out, folks, you would be surprised how many people avoided the poisonous poke, the deadly jab. How many people avoided that because of those slips that we sent out? Mm-hmm. We've heard back from a whole lot of them. The religious exemption forms had to take it in, and they let out. So all of you really...
One of my children was one that worked for her.
Well, the other disturbing thing here, though, it says CNBC, however, is celebrating the claim that about 58% of Americans still plan to wear a mask this flu season, even though masks do nothing to stop the spread of any disease.
Not a thing. Those masks are just about as useful as Mr. Fauci. And, as far as they're as useful as he was truthful.
And the medical masks are worse than cotton masks because you're inhaling things that are embedded in those blue surgical masks that are handed out by the hospitals.
Jeez. All right, folks, there you go. We're running low. Do you have another article there?
Just a summary. Karen Kingston is a biotech analyst who previously conducted contract work for Pfizer and other corporations. And she gives a lot of information related to these shots creating these transmission and receiving devices within turning the human bodies into cloud computing platforms. So these implanted structures have the ability to transmit and receive digitized information, allowing such structures to network with each other even as they reside inside a host human body. You can find this information just on a lot of the university medical sites. But it talks about electromagnetic signaling being used to broadcast and be received by individuals who potentially could influence their behavior and their actions. So we're talking about a zombie apocalypse.
That's here. Exactly what you're talking about. And that's, you know, and again, I mean, we have to be, it's coming, isn't it? I mean, mm-hmm. We really got to be prepared for this. Folks, listen, the Bible says we can chase, one can chase 1,000, 2, 10,000. He that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. We're more than conquerors. Now, God has told us this, folks. If you're a born again, Bible believing Christian, you've got it. You've got God's word on it. It's time to take it and make use of it. It's now or never. Right now or never. Now, we want to say, Judy in Colorado pledges 100. Paul in Texas pledges 50. Sharon in New York pledges 102 and wishes her mom a happy birthday. All right, there you go.
So one of the calls you get, Pastor, is how can you know all of this information and not drive yourself crazy regarding it? And basically, you stand on God's word.
Absolutely. You know that
and
God is on the throne.
That's where the peace and the trust and the ability to keep functioning every single day comes from.
It is a reality. God is on the throne. He's in complete control, folks. Believe me. Look. Since the very beginning, God has been on the throne in complete control. Now, this is why, and he tells you the answer. He tells you how we could heal this country, and he tells you when your people, it's about prayer. If we could get the people to just believe, the problem of it is the people have lost their faith. The Bible says those that forget God have what? All nations that forget God will be turned into hell, and the nations has forgotten God. What does he say in Hosea 4:6? He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. He's talking about his knowledge, and he says, because you have forgotten my law, I will forget your children. Look what's happening to the children in America, the ones that aren't being killed in the womb. They want to turn them into animals and put dresses on boys and cut the breasts off girls.
And mutilate bodies, destroy the image of God. Yeah, they are doing every conceivable evil, and there has been very little anger in this country. I don't hear the righteous anger. A few people are speaking out, but for most of America, I hear crickets, Pastor.
Yeah, I know that, but you're not going to hear it from us. Now listen, we're going to fight to the last breath, to the very.
Well, and you pass it one person at a time, and one family at a time. There's some people that are waking up that are starting to ask some questions about what's going on. Take advantage of that. You know, do a little bit more prophesizing here too, and turn them back to the word and what you stand on.
All righty, folks, we're running out of time. Joe, you've got 4 minutes. To give an invitation. We will be here tonight till midnight with the phone lines. We'll be waiting. Hopefully we are still about, I'm not quite sure how much short we are, but okay.
Well, Pastor, you were just talking about that. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them because greater is he that is in you that is in the world. They are of the world. Now, that phrase, that is in, he is in you, but he is not in everyone. You see, not everyone out there has the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. Many people have made a profession, said, oh, I'm Christian, I said I'm born again, but there's been no change in their life. There's no possession in their heart. To truly have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God, Jesus told Nicodemus, ye must be born again, born of water and of the Spirit. And that spiritual baptism is what makes you a born-again believer. to accomplish that, it has to be a very specific act on your part. Nobody can do it for you. No one can save you except you yourself. You have to believe and understand that when Jesus Christ went to the cross at Calvary, he took upon his sinless, spotless soul your sins. He paid your sin debt for you. No one else in the world can do that but Christ. And he's made an offer of mercy. If you accept him as your Lord and Savior, give yourself to him, then you can be forgiven of those sins. So what you have to do is call upon the Father, repent that your sins placed his Son on the cross, and truly from the heart. And then you ask Jesus to come into your life and be your Lord and Savior. Without reservation, without hesitancy, you must be willing to change and start believing in him, obeying him, following him. And when you're given that indwelling of the Holy Spirit, that is when you become a born-again believer, a child of the kingdom, a son or daughter of the living God, and a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. You will be changed, and you will find peace and joy and courage that you have never had before. And I just pray you do it before it's too late, because tomorrow may not come for some of you out there listening to my voice tonight. The Lord may call you home before the sun comes up.
That's right.
So
that,
do
that's
it
right.
now.
Do it tonight. You're right, Joe. Andrea in Michigan pledges $500, and Neil in Minnesota pledges $300. That puts us down to about $800 we need, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, one and all. Like we said, we can thank you. God is the one who can truly bless you.
5262. All right, very good.
All about him, isn't it?
Yeah, so that brings us down. We need about, we still, we'll be here till about midnight. We need, we're still short, 800. We need somebody out there to make a pledge of 800. It'd be better to make a pledge of 1,000. Try to match my 1,000. Or help two people to make pledges of 500. Okay? Or just, somebody can pledge $1,000,000 and make my day, right? my whole night, right? But anyhow, we'll be here till about midnight, folks.
Pastor, I think you and I would die of a heart attack if that were to happen.
Yeah, but we'd be smiling.
We'd be smiling. Yeah.
Alrighty, yeah, we got to keep that word out, and folks, don't forget to get the newsletter. It doesn't cost you a thing; it's free. The best way to get it is just to drop us a little note there with your name, address, and phone number very clearly. Or you can get it on the internet, but boy, we get a lot of emails. How much time? Okay. Well, it's at that time we come to again tonight where we always say good night, right? Okay. God bless. All right. Look, Lisa's ready. Always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.